Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner takes first base on ball four. Coleman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreau covering, and has Coleman trapped. There's the throw to Keltner, who tags Coleman for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Kramer covering, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts for a double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Moss and he is out. Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Robinson scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Moss reaches second base with a double. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner bunts towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keltner for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Gordon moves to third. Hegan moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-3 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Peck goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Jack Conway pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Walter Brown now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Conway moves to third. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing shortstop. Walter Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive towards short. Conway catches it and throws to first to double up Brown. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judnick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.